A couple hundred people marched through Seattle to protest the grand jury's decision in Ferguson last night, but others here took a different tack. At Garfield Community Center, there were concerned citizens gathering to voice their frustration. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna was there and has this report.
The public meeting was designed as an alternative to the street protests. Reverend Harriet Walden of Mothers for Police Accountability came up with the idea as part of a rapid response plan for the city. She says she wanted to give young people a safe place to express themselves in a more constructive way.
The young people get caught up in the moment, and everybody out there is not for their best good. It's not. I mean, there's a lot of provocateurs out there. We've been around for 25 years. We've never broken a window, and we've never gone to jail. So there is another way of organizing, and we'd like to introduce that.
Similar meetings were held in other Seattle neighborhoods. Police were also invited to take part and to answer questions from the public. Mariah Marshall came with her son to watch the announcement on TV.
He's 10, and he's going to be a black man one day. And to me, it's like it's a danger being a black man just because of all these things that are happening. So I'm looking at my son, and I want him to be aware.
Marshall says she's baffled by the Ferguson jury's decision, and she wasn't alone. At the meeting, people voiced their sadness, anger, and disappointment. But the meeting was also a forum for hope. There were young people in attendance, some of them 7th and 8th graders. They envisioned a community where the people value equality, people who are loving and caring toward each other. One young girl challenged the adults to lead by example because, she said, "We're looking up to you guys." I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.